This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some rebel forces in Yemen that have the backing of Iran are being designated by the U.S. as a terror group. AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting.
The Biden administration is expected soon to reclassify Houthi rebels in Yemen as specially designated global terrorists. The move follows dozens of attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. The group says the attacks are in response to Israel's military operations in Gaza in the aftermath of Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. The administration is expected to make the redesignation announcement on Wednesday. Norman Hall, Washington.
After 100 days of war, Palestinians are keeping up the fight against Israel. Details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinian militants have been battling Israeli forces in devastated northern Gaza and have launched a barrage of rockets from further south in a show of force more than 100 days into Israel's massive air and ground campaign against the tiny coastal enclave. The fighting in the north, which was the first target of Israel's offensive and where entire neighborhoods have been pulverized, shows how far Israel remains from achieving its goals of dismantling Hamas and returning scores of hostages captured in the October 7th attack that sparked the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Three Washington State police officers who were cleared of all criminal charges last month in the 2020 death of Manuel Ellis will each receive $500,000 to leave the Tacoma Police Department. Ellis was a 33-year-old black man who was shocked, beaten, and restrained face down on a sidewalk as he pleaded for breath. A jury in December acquitted the officers, Timothy Rankine, Matthew Collins, and Christopher Burbank of manslaughter or murder